USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Pete Buttigieg has suspended his campaign for the Democratic presidential nomination just one day after a disappointing finish in the South Carolina primary. Buttigieg saying dropping out now is the best way to unify Americans and get Donald Trump out of the White House in November.
I will no longer seek to be the 2020 Democratic nominee for president, but I will do everything in my power to ensure that we have a new Democratic president come January.
Voters in 14 states will be casting their votes tomorrow, which is Super Tuesday. More deaths as a result of the coronavirus could be coming to the United States. One's been confirmed so far. Vice President Mike Pence stressing, however,
the risk for the average American, the coronavirus remains low.
He spoke on CNN's State of the Union, and this is USA Radio News.
Why spend more than you have to on your life insurance? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Did you know that life insurance rates have fallen 60% over the past 25 years? Even if you already own life insurance, you should check out the folks at AccuQuote. Since 1986, they've helped millions of people save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. Want some examples? Here's this one. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 worth of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. 20 or 30 year terms, even permanent plans are also available. And if you're on medications or have health problems, the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find an affordable policy. Nobody does it better than AccuQuote. Call 877-437-5912 right now. That's 877-437-5912. 877-437-5912. Life insurance. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Policy forms and availability vary by state.
Secretary of State Mike Pompeo touting a new deal with the Taliban that could finally bring peace to Afghanistan and end America's longest war.
American blood and treasure have been expended in this place for an awfully long time. We went there after 9/11. No one still feels the anger of that day any more than I do. But it was time, and the Taliban knew it was time.
Pompeo speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, stressing that it's about accountability, not just trust, adding that nobody's under any illusion that the path forward will be easy in Afghanistan. South Korea's reporting North Korea fired two what it calls unidentified projectiles into the Sea of Japan earlier today. They traveled about 150 miles out and 22 miles high. South Korea's military saying the launch is likely part of a combined military drill. If it was a missile test, it would be North Korea's first of the year 2020. And this is USA Radio News.
Friends and family, did you have a great night's sleep last night? I did. I'm healthier than I've ever been. I work better than I ever have. And you know what? You can have that health. You can have that good night's sleep if you order a MyPillow. Try it. Mike Lindell guarantees it. He's got a 60-day money-back guarantee on the MyPillow and a 10-year warranty. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175.
An incident involving one of the Democratic candidates over the weekend draws a tweet from President Trump. Here's the story from USA Radio's Robin Walensky.
President Trump on Twitter going after former New York City Mayor Mike Bloomberg. He tweets, "The black community brilliantly turned their backs on Mini Mike because they know he is a pandering phony who never did right by them." This tweet in reference to an incident in Selma, Alabama, where a group of black men and women face the back of the room as candidate Bloomberg speaks at Brown Chapel during this Selma to Montgomery March event on Sunday.
Something that's been part of Tulane University's campus for decades has been put in storage. They took away the Tulane University Victory Bell after the New Orleans University learned of its connection to slavery. The bell has been used for years to celebrate the school's basketball victories, but now the school has learned that it was used on a slave plantation to direct the movements of enslaved Africans. So again, it's been picked up off the campus and put away. Long-running daytime TV show Judge Judy will be adjourning court for good after 25 seasons. In an interview that will air today on Ellen, Judy Shiland says the 2020-2021 season will be her last. She's moving on to a new show titled Judy Justice. No details on that released just yet. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.